How important in life would you consider faith to be? From the scripture we read from Hebrews chapter 11 and verse 6, without faith it is impossible to please him, for he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. We understand that faith is vital, and as we begin a series of broadcasts today, we simply consider faith as the first wonderful word of life that we're going to discuss in this series. We'll try to, for the next few weeks, bring you outstanding words that are found in the Bible, and the thing that makes them stand out so much is their true meaning. You know, when this was written by Paul in chapter 11 and verse 6, he was bringing before our mind what I choose to call the spiritual hall of fame. He began in verse 4 by talking about the faith of Abel. He carried on with the faith of Enoch in verse 5. In verse 7, he talked about the faith of Noah, and in verse 8, he talked about the faith of Abraham. And so it goes on throughout the 11th chapter of Hebrews, telling us men who were of great stature and great faith. And I'm wondering on the broadcast today truly how much faith you have in the Lord. And as I think about my own faith in the Lord, I realize that whatever faith I have is basically going to come from hearing the Word of God. Romans 10:17 is a passage that we should commit to memory, I'm sure, in understanding how important faith really is. Yes, faith comes by hearing the Word of God. So it can be said without fear or contradiction that the faith that we are to have in God is not alone a faith that we'd get from looking at the works of nature, but a faith that comes from reading what God's Word has to offer. After all, the faith that we must have in Christ Jesus if we are to come to God on this side of the cross is a faith that can alone be gained by knowing what God's Word has to offer. Jesus taught in John 14 and 6 that we mentioned to you numerous times on past broadcasts, where Jesus said in answer to a question by Thomas, he said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. And then he said, no man cometh to the Father but by me. But as I begin to think about faith, I see the aspect of belief that is associated with faith. Sometimes the word belief, as it appears in the Bible, conveys the very same principle of teaching as the word faith does. But might it be pointed out to you as we begin this sequence in this series that not all belief is Bible faith, but all Bible faith must have belief associated with it. It's much like the difference between the apostles of Jesus Christ and those who were disciples. Every apostle of Jesus Christ was a disciple, for the word disciple means to follow. But not every disciple of Christ was an apostle of Jesus Christ. In Acts 1 and 22, it tells us to be an apostle of Jesus Christ, one must have accompanied with Jesus from the baptism of John on down through his life, and even to witness him after his resurrection, knowing that he had raised from the dead. Now, there were disciples who had seen Jesus during his personal ministry, and there are probably many who did see him after his resurrection, but they did not meet the qualifications to be an apostle of Jesus Christ. So the interesting factor when we begin to consider this outstanding point is that those who were apostles truly learned to follow Jesus first. And might I say, if our faith is going to be strong, then we're going to have belief in our life that truly will build up to a Bible faith. The difference between belief and Bible faith would simply be the factor that belief can go, well, let's say maybe one or two steps as we just take the word in itself. For instance, the devils believe and tremble. We have no doubt in our mind as we broadcast you today what the devil believes that there's a God. You recall the story of Jesus coming across the Sea of Galilee and finding the man who was possessed with the demons or the devils, and how not the man but the demons spoke to Jesus and simply said, we know who you are. Have you come to torment us before our time? So there isn't any doubt but what the belief that is associated with the writing of James when he says the devils believe and tremble, that this would indicate that there is a truism being offered here. But you see, Bible faith, as it appears in the meaning of the word, conveys not alone belief, but it also conveys a trust or love that must always be coupled with obedience. This is why, when we begin to look at the story of the cross, we find that there are many who knew that Jesus truly had proven to them that he was the Son of God. They also recognized the fact that he died upon the cross, that he was buried, and that he rose again. But some of those people undoubtedly did not obey the gospel of Jesus Christ. You see, the devil knew that Christ died upon the cross. He knew that Jesus was buried. He knew that he came forth from the dead. But truly, the devil is not desirous of obeying or coming to the Lord, as the Bible teaches. So the devil goes on through his existence, realizing his damnation, realizing that hell is prepared for the devil and his angels. And even though he believes and trembles, yet we find he does not have Bible faith. Many times in the world today, we find people who look at the word belief, it would seem from the standpoint of what they say with their mouth. Now, do not misunderstand us on this broadcast. This is vital. For it is with the mouth that we make our confession of faith that we believe Christ is the Son of God. Paul commended the Roman brethren who had done this to become Christians, and I believe we're still doing it in what they said and what they did in living the Christian life. Remember the wording of Romans 10:10, "For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation." But the point is that faith requires more than simply what we say with our mouth, and belief in a Bible sense requires more than what we say with our mouth. One might confess the faith that he believed that Christ was the Son of God, or might even go as far to believe that God had forgiven his sins. And yet if this individual did not complete his obedience with baptism into Christ, there would be a doubt of how strong his faith really would be. I base this upon such a teaching as Colossians 2:12, where it actually talks about baptism as an immersion, buried with him in baptism, wherein we are risen with him through the faith and the operation of God who hath raised him from the dead. This simply conveys the idea that we must have faith to believe that God raised Christ from the dead. But the same faith is that which comes with our belief that God will forgive our sins when we actually do what he tells us to do. See, the message of salvation that came from Christ to Ananias that talked to Saul of Tarsus made it very clear, and Paul wanted to make this plain as he delivered that speech in the 22nd chapter of Acts. You remember in the famous 16th verse, he simply said that Ananias came in and said, "Why tarriest thou? Arise and be baptized and wash away thy sins, calling upon the name of the Lord." This harmonizes perfectly with what is called the Great Commission. When Jesus taught in Mark 16:15-16 that the apostles were to go into all the world and they were to preach the gospel to every creature. "He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved." That's an important factor. But you see, if a person would not believe, then he would go no farther and his lot would be damnation. So the individual, as he looks at belief, recognizes the fact that it's a step in the right direction. Bible faith is that which takes us the entire way, not alone in our complete obedience primarily, but in our daily Christian living. Isn't that what Paul meant when he wrote in 2 Corinthians 5:7 and simply said that in the Christian life, because that's what he was talking about, we walk by faith and not by sight. The same effort that it takes to become a Christian, the same amount of faith that we have to obey the gospel, is a faith that is required in daily Christian living. We are told in Revelation 2:10 that we are to be faithful unto death, that we might receive the crown of life. In this life, our faith many times will be challenged. This was true in James, the opening part of that epistle, when he said, "Count it all joy when you fall into divers temptations, knowing that the trying of your faith will work patience." But see, faith is to have a complete work in our life. Everything that we do to become a Christian is definitely linked with wonderful faith. We hear the word because this brings about a circumstance where we can believe it. We believe the word, and anyone who believes it, if he's going to continue on walking by faith in his obedience, will see the necessity to turn from his sin. That's why Paul, at the height of that great sermon at Mars Hill in the city of Athens, as recorded in Acts 17, simply said in verse 30, "God commandeth all men everywhere to repent." I'm sure that if people really believe this, they will readily turn from their sin. And then we have the confession with the mouth, what one believes in their heart. The wonderful story of the Ethiopian in the 8th chapter of Acts who had heard the gospel preached and simply said, "See, here is water, what doth hinder me to be baptized," was told by the evangelist Philip, "If you believe with all your heart, you may." And he said, "I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of the living God." There's the confession of faith. It's tied in with faith. And as we've already said, baptism is tied in with faith. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. These are both component parts of one becoming a Christian. But the whole thing is under the true caption and under the on the true foundation of faith itself. And then the Christian life has to be looked upon as a life of faith. Think of worship. Someone said to me one day when we were talking about the Lord's Supper, with the bread and the fruit of the vine being presented there to the congregation in the assembly on the first day of the week, he said, "Truly, this must be a matter of faith, because we've never seen Jesus face to face, and yet we believe that he died on the cross. Our giving to the Lord as we've been prospered is an act of faith. We give to one that we have never seen, to a cause that we cherish, but to a cause we never saw really have its beginning." And so it is with prayer, a prayer of faith, recognizing the important point. Our singing is one in which we praise a Lord that we've never seen personally. And then daily living the Christian life, let us keep in mind the importance to walk daily by faith. The basis for our faith is always found in the Word of God, for it comes by hearing the Word of God. So we open this series of broadcasts with a subject on faith, a wonderful word of the Bible. We hope you will benefit from it. Tell your friends and neighbors about this broadcast, and the Church of Christ invites you to their services.